Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez. I'm still working on some of the technical details here. I'm not sure if this is working out right because I'm now getting an echo. engineer, can you hear me okay? I'm getting echoes here now.
I hear you just fine, and there is no echo.
Okay, so the echo just is on my end.
Correct.
Which is weird. How about now? Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear.
Ridiculous. Okay, great. Just leave it like this. I love hearing myself. okay, so I'm going to try to do this, but it's hard to do because I'm getting this ridiculous feedback on this thing. It worked before. That's the way it always works out for some reason. I think I'm going to try leave it like that. I think that'll work out even better. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds okay, right? Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be hearing anything.
Your voice sounds just fine.
For those of you that are just listening in, this doesn't always happen this way. I used to do a radio show when I went to a studio, and then I've been doing radio shows on the internet for a long time, and it's always something going on electronically. And I'm assuming the engineer can hear me, and he'll say something if I'm just speaking to my, you know, if nothing's in the air, because otherwise I'm not sure if I can hear him either now. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway and just see what happens. So the show is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. I developed that in 19, I went into service in 68. I had it before then, so it was like in the late 60s. I used to do a gardening service I started out in my neighborhood, and I had over close to, at one point, 30, 40 people. And I developed a Don't Panic, It's Organic sign out front because I saw people would drive up and spray and put up the warning, do not walk on for 24 to 48 hours, you know, the crossbones thing. So I decided to create my own, which is what I did. And so for a long time, I did Live 365, and then I've been doing Talk Shoe for quite a few years now, and so I want to expand and do my shows live. And that's what this show is partially about, so that it gives an opportunity for folks to get in touch with me directly. I run a club. People can call me. I'm an organic consultant. I talk to people, call me for help all the time, and I go visit them. And I started a club called, originally it was called Invisible Gardeners of America. Now it's called Club IG. The IG stands for Invisible Gardener. It's too bad I can't get the music thing to work here, right? I'm not sure if that came through or not. It should normally works. I have to test this some more. So I'm not going to do this because this is too noisy back here. Yep, I'm just going to leave it like this so I can basically do the show this way. If you want to talk to me, I thought today was going to be from 12 to 1. It's partially a matter of habit because I've been doing this show like 12 to 1 for 100 years. And even though you say some other time, it still comes up 12 to 1 for me. you go to, I'm assuming if you're listening to the show, you already figured out how to get here. I send a whole bunch of stuff out to Facebook friends and my friends and everything. Tell them, call me between 12 and 1. So someone is supposed to be calling back, I think, but we'll see. And hopefully this will settle down because I will have to do more shows off the air to make sure that this stuff works right till I get it down right, because I'm bypass. That's what happens when you try experimenting. So I'm basically doing this with the computer and just learning how to mix within the computer. And so I'm getting feedback on these speakers and a bunch of other stuff. And I will figure it out. and I'm assuming it's working now. So, but anyway, I also, if you're, so if you're listening, that means you probably know the numbers to call in to talk. I think I'm on station 2. I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'm on station 2.
No, and so no, you're on station 1, and yeah, you're on station 1.
Oh, okay. So for some reason, my
if people want to call in live, you can call in 888-627-6008.
Okay, cool. Station 1. See, there you go. I'm not even... That's a guy in my head. I call him Mr. Engineer. I don't know why station 2 is at the top up here. I'm going to have to eventually figure out how to get up to station 1 or down to station 1. But he was there. Those other numbers to call. I'm assuming it's working because, you know, he popped up and he didn't say it. You know, I didn't listening to silence all this time. So, and I have... So I've been doing a show for a long time, for many, 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 many years. And so I did a show on, I was on KPFK, which is 90, is in L.A. I did that for 10 years. I had to drive there. And then I went to Santa Barbara, which I had to drive there and do a show there. I've gotten all the call letters. I've been going to, you know, they're called brick and mortar places where you go and you drive in and do a studio and the engineer. And I kind of like the engineers and those things. I used to did that around my home, have this setup here. Eventually I will have the mixer boards and everything, but the engineer is really nice because then you could channel everything through and anybody wacko, you know, you'll have to talk to him first. So I'm trying to give you a little bit of history of the Invisible Gardener. I got the name Invisible Gardener in 1970. I started my gardening in 1956, and I didn't have Invisible Gardener. I had over close to 100 customers by 1968 when I went into the service. It was just Andy's, you know, gardening service. I didn't even call it gardening service. I don't remember what it was. People gave me cash. I didn't even have a bank account that I think of it, you know. So, but when I got out of the service, I started I'm actually an ordained minister, so I started a church. A religious, charitable, and educational organization. So the educational organization, I started a school called the Living Institute of Survival Technology, which in turn started the Invisible Gardener, and the Invisible Gardener is basically the arm that puts into practice everything I teach. And sometimes vice versa. You learn stuff in the field, which you then teach. Did I say teach and then practice? The two are mixed in. So that's how I got the name Invisible Gardener. Or that's not exactly how I got the name, but I got the name Invisible Gardener because I went to the University of University of Florida in Gainesville, and I did interdisciplinary studies. I did photography, art, dance, and then I was also all over the place with the agriculture and horticulture and the botany, stuff like that. I can tell you some things that I did then. Even then I was arguing with the teachers. It's a long story, but that's always been my case because I kind of a lot smarter than the teachers when it comes to these things. I'm not going to give you my IQ, but let's just say it's more than 10. Anyway, so when I got out of service, I got the name Invisible Gardener because I went to the University of Florida during the day. Did all this stuff, and then at night it's when I did my gardening. People will call me up and say, "Andy, I want you to come over and do your instant vegetable gardens," because that's what I call them. I would basically make a whole bunch of raised beds and have them ready, and I would work at night. The best time to work is at night. It's cool. I usually like it under. I do a lot of planting under the proper signs of the moon, you know, but it's also very easy when the moon is full. It's like you're out in the it's bright, you can see everything, and that's really the best time to. So I would make the raised beds, and I would have them filled with flowers and vegetables and stuff like that. So in the morning when the person came out, that's what happened this one time, lady came out and said, "Oh, Invisible Gardener must have been here," and then bingo. I said, "Thank you." That was 1970. At that time, I actually started doing a radio show, which I did in the services, Armed Forces Radio. This is my voice. You're listening to KNDY, Home of the Good Guys. That's my DJ voice. And so I started in 1970 doing Don't Panic, It's Organic, a gardening show. And you have to drive to the studios and do it. And I've been doing it ever since. And now I'm a little bit more advanced. I'm in my, I was going to say in the hot tub. I can't get the thing cord long enough to get in here. I have written over 22 books. The first one is called How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. And by the way, you know, I'm assuming that if somebody does call, that the engineer would tell me. And in the future, I'm going to have, I run a club. I have members. And so I send out newsletters to the member that they're welcome to call and so forth. But I kind of screwed up. I said 12 to 1. So I have to send out a new newsletter. I'm going to send out one every week, which will basically. And the newsletter, you can get them for free when you go to the website to sign up for the newsletter. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. So anyway, I did my first book is called How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. Anyway, if you're going to call, fine, that's cool. Tell people, email me, right? So if you have a question. I haven't gotten any email this week. Normally, I do a show on TalkShoe, and people email me. Sometimes they get a lot of emails. Sometimes I don't get any emails. You know, it's an ever ongoing thing. Plus, I have a whole bunch of really cool guests I'm bringing on. I'll tell you a little more about that. So my first book is How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. Cool name, huh? And my second book is called Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden. That's been in that's now in the number 72 revision. Since I have do the e-books, I like to revise them, bring them up to date. That's why my new book, I have a book called Dances with Ants. And that's all really about, you know, not necessarily killing the ants. I'm more of a Buddhist. I don't like killing things, okay? And even ants. And there's a reason why we have ants. And when we figure that out, then you can deal with the ants a lot easier. Then I have several other books, one on rock dust, remineralization, which is what rock dust is. I'll be talking more about that. By the way, I normally have a big clock that tells me the time. And so there it is. My computer has a tiny little number in the corner. I have to somehow get an app that has a big clock so I can see it. You know, because I know how engineers are. They mark everything off, and you know, I this is my first time, so I'm assuming if there's a commercial break or something like that, I'll say, "Hey, time for a commercial break." Whatever. I don't know nothing right now. And as soon as I get my stuff together, what I like to do is play my song, my music. I've written music. Anyway, back to the and several other books. I have one on natural rose care. The organic lawn, natural lawn care. I have one on natural tree care. I have two of them. One on natural tree care and one on natural fruit tree care. They're different. So I also have one on natural mosquito control. Nowadays, when we have the Zika virus, next show I'm going to be talking about that, unless you really want me to talk about it now. You have to call and say, Andy, I want you to talk about the Zika virus. I'll tell you about what to do to keep, you know, the mosquito away from you. Anyway, the book is called Natural Mosquito Control. I also have Natural Flea and Tick Control. There are a couple of one on compost. there are a few other ones I'm probably missing. It's in there somewhere, you know. And my latest one is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. That one's on version 103. That means, yes, I have made 103 changes. I had it printed already, right? And this is like, so every 20 years or so, I put together what I preach. I practice what I preach. Or I preach what I practice. I preach what I practice. That's it. I preach what I practice. Because I go out and learn this stuff. I learn it from experience. And then I teach people about it. And I write about it and tell people about it. That's what's in my blog. So, I mean, I'm a natural arborist. I don't use chemical fertilizers. I don't use chemical pesticides. I don't fertilize. I bring the soil and the earth back to life. Anyway, let's see. So those are some of the books that I have. I started a club a long time ago when I did the school. It used to be called the Invisible Gardeners of America. And then I when we started the internet, I quickly started getting members from around the world. And I'm going, and some of them say, you know, I'm in England or I'm in Africa. I don't want to be an Invisible Gardener of America. And it's not too funky to say Invisible Gardeners of Earth, because that could be, well, then we have Invisible Gardeners of Mars, Invisible Gardener of Jupiter. It was too confusing for us. So I changed it to Club IG. I saw a Club Med ad. Hey, that's a good idea. Club IG. The IG is for Invisible Gardener. So I people join my club. They get all the books free. You can buy, and there are different prices. Sometimes they're 99 cents, $2.99. The new one, Don't Panic, it's organic. It's normally the printed version. Okay, here's what happened. So I printed the book with Amazon, you know, and they allow you to print on demand. So I had a 6x9 version. Really, it looks okay and everything, but my the natural pest control book was an 8.5x11. I like that size better. So I decided, okay, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to reprint it on the 8.5x11. So right now, I figured, well, if I'm going to do that, I might as well edit it one more time, go over it again, make it perfect. And so what I'm doing now is I'm making available the ebook version of it for anyone who wants it for free. All that I ask is you actually read it and give me a comment. Help me make it the best book I've ever done. I want to sell millions of these things. I want to be living in. I was going to go move to Puerto Rico and have my family there, and it's really land. I heard land is real cheap now, so I might go there. Anyway, so I membership in my club is still $20 a lifetime. Okay, that's nothing. The book Don't Panic, It's Organic by itself is $20. So as a member, you get that ebook version of it for free. And then once the printed version is done, members always get a special rate, and it's available in any bookstore and anything like that. It's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. And that's a collection of the last 20 years that I've been doing. And even then, I still don't have the latest and greatest because, you know, I do a column for the local paper here and also for my blog and stuff. And I have about 7 years of column stuff, which is like, just me rambling on. If you think I can talk a lot, I write it all down and I cover a lot of area and a lot of things. Anyway, so if you want to, if you have questions, because a lot of folks, a lot of my members, okay, somebody's calling. And it's somebody else. Anyway, so a lot of my members really get it through the podcast, and that basically means they listen to it in whatever circumstances they're listening to it. I have a police officer that listens to it on his motorbike, a guy who listens to it out at sea while fishing. And so they say, I'd rather send the email, you know, send you an email with a question and listen to the answer than to, you know, call. So there are going to be some folks who love to call, but most of them are very shy. What I'll do is I'll get guests to come on the show so we can talk about things. And if you wanted to talk to the guest, then you can probably call them, or if you wanted to talk to me in person. So anyway, you can send email to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. You have to spell it right. And it's like Invisible Man, but and instead of man, you have Gardener. And it's not like James Gardener, but like a gardener you hire to do stuff for you. GARDENER. You can also just go to invisiblegardener.com and you'll see the little inquiry thing. If I were you, I was there, I would sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the newsletter, which will explain this show and everything else. And at the same time, see, I'm having a contest. And here's what's really cool, interesting, too, is that, okay, so the contest, people get a lifetime membership, the winner. I give one a month away. But here's something really cool. Just for this show, all you have to do is say, I'm calling from BBS Radio. And guess what? You'll get your automatic winner. You'll get something back right away. I send you back, hey, you want to click here, follow the link, and you get a lifetime membership for free. You get all my books, including the latest ebook, Don't Panic, It's Organic, for free. And you get access to the website. We have a forum and lots of ways for you to for me to help you. And one of the things that I would like to happen, and I'm working in that direction, is for my members to call me on the show and talk. And so occasionally that happens, but I have to work on it more. So I was also open to the public to call and talk to me. But if it's, you know, if I have limited time, I'll talk to my members first. My members can always email, and we have an organic hotline where they can call and talk to me. Okay? Anyway, so I think I may be wrong, but I probably have another half hour here. I think. I'm not sure, because normally I should have a little window where I can see the engineer, like we can do like a Skype thing, you know, where I can just see him and he can wave at me or something. But I can wing it. I'm okay. I just wish. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I just wish I had my stupid darn music thing I could play. I'm not going to give up on it because I started writing music about 2 years ago. Hey, engineer, I'm going to do this. You tell me if any music shows up. I'm assuming nothing happened, huh? Gee whiz, this is so mean to me. Remember we did it yesterday and nobody was listening. It says you and I, and it was working finishico fine.
Yeah, I can attest to that. It certainly was. I'm not sure what the change was, but it was working fine yesterday. But we can always get our errand out. I can always give you a call and figure out what needs to be changed on your system. No worries.
How about now?
Yeah, we're not hearing anything. No, no.
Okay, so some reason something changed, and nothing really changed other than nothing changed. So I'll have to figure it out. I mean, said, yeah, we're going to have to call me a few times, something to do with you and me, or maybe me and me. But you don't play music over there, do you, that you can pipe through, right?
We don't have music for that in our actual playlist, no. If I knew in advance, we could figure something out, yeah.
Oh, cool. Maybe that's something I should do then, huh? Anyway, you hear me okay? Everything changes all of a sudden. That's one thing about computers. It's like I don't really totally trust them, but I'm assuming I'm still on, right?
Yeah, no. I'll let you know if there's a problem. No worries. You can just keep going on and assume that everything is just A-okay until I tell you, hey, like things aren't okay anymore in Kansas.
Yeah, you would have said something. So there are a couple other things that I've been doing. So I had got a brand new website, and I've been working on it last year. I think I got all the things out of it. There's two more things I like to do with it. So the website is basically for members. The members, that's how you can post the forum up there. Ideally, see, as a consultant, I charge a lot of money for my time, but I've set it up so that anybody from around the world could talk to me. They either can call this number here. There's also ways you can call internationally without costing you anything through Skype and other system, VoIP, whatever ways. There are lots of ways you can connect with here through your phone system. Like I'm using Google Phone, which is okay in the United States and very cheap around internationally. But anyway, you can always talk to me. But as a member, you can go up to the website as a forum. We have a forum up there. You can ask your questions, send your picture. A lot of people, I tell them, send me a picture. I want to see what the bug is. I want to see what the damage is. Because a lot of times they say, this thing is attacking my plan. I go, can you be more specific? And that's what it's partially what I'm about. That's why I started the Don't Panic, It's Organic online classes. And this is basically an online class. Technically, that's what it is. It's an online class. I'm helping people solve their... I tell people I don't do marital problems. And sometimes I have saved those too. Okay, so then a couple other things I'm going to be doing here throughout the show. Hopefully I'll be here for years and years and years. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What was I talking about? So I have a lot of friends which I'm inviting. I have organic professionals who are in the business. They either sell organic products, organic services. I'm going to be inviting them on to talk about their product and their service. And so if you are an organic professional, you have a really cool product and or service, here's what you do. Because if you have a really cool product, it doesn't do any good for you to call right now and say, Andy, I got a really cool product. Let's talk about it now. That's the way it works. You email me, you tell me you have a really cool product. Give me your website. I'll take a look at the website. And if I want to, I'll actually send me a sample of your product. Not in a little bag labeled, this is a sample, but I want to read labels. And I actually want to use it because I can't tell people, yeah, I use it. It's great, unless I used it, right? And if you do services, then that's all you have to do is point me to your website. I take a look. One of the things I'm going to have is, I do a lot with farmers, okay? And so there's a really cool magazine that I've been involved with for a long, long time. They published my first book, How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time. It's called Acres USA. And Chuck Walters died, and the son took over, Fred Walters. Acres USA, and these farmers are all organic. This is not like, you know, conventional on page 2 and organic on page 10. It's all about the state-of-the-art, sustainable, organic agriculture. The articles are great. Personally, one of the things I love is the resources. You look throughout their this is a great ad. I'm going to have to call them up and say, hey, man, you're going to have to give me some money for that. But the resources are wonderful. They have all kinds of organic natural products, organic fertilizers, state-of-the-art microbiological products, which is what I'm really all about. I invented a product called Super Seaweed, 1970. Since I'm connected to the computer, I'm also getting, you know, messages from friends. They're going, hey, what's going on? In 1956, when I started doing this stuff, I basically had the start of the Super Seaweed. I would buy seaweed. It was very hard to get, but I got powdered seaweed. I even remember going, I lived in Miami, I would drive down the Keys and pick up seaweed. I found this company, this tractor, putting stuff on the beach, cleaning up the seaweed. They make a big giant pile, and they were taking it away. I said, wait a minute, where are you taking that? And I said, well, we're throwing it away. I said, well, how about if you just drop it off in the back of my pickup? So I eventually got a rhythm going there throughout the year, and I'll take it home and make a big pile of it and dry, shake the salt off, and let dry the seaweed. And the salt wasn't too bad either. So, but the seaweed, when it's dried, you can add liquid to it, and there's just liquid seaweed. So that was basically the start of it, and I created. I basically invented or discovered a very special. I call it primordial soup. It's of ancient bacteria, and that's one of the things I talk about. And I probably always have to keep track of time because, see, I am a professional talker. I go visit. I give talks to places. 4 hours is the minimum I need to get started. That's what I'm all about. Is microbiological. That's what Super Seaweed is called, a microbiological activator. Figure that one out. Okay. All right. So then, Super Seaweed. I started that as a kid. But so by the time I went to service, of course, I didn't have anything. But I had the idea of it. You know, continue, because when I went to service, I had to let go of everything, and so. I only made the liquid that I used at that time, whether it be seaweed. I remember using fish emulsion, which is fun to use if you're a kid. But I also sprayed a lot of other things like milk, coffee. I would tell people I don't spray anything stronger than coffee, cream, and sugar. I swear. I can't say it's on the side of my truck, but it should have been on the side of. I didn't have a truck. I had a bicycle, a four wheeler, I think it was. It had two wheels in the back. With a little thing I towed behind, and eventually got my dad that took me around because I got a little sprayer. So I would be spraying with my little pump-up sprayer thing, you know. But anyway, in 1970, when I got out, I decided to make my own mixture. That was the first thing I started doing was my natural spray. When I did the church basically, I would go donate my time to different organizations and do the roses for them, the lawn, stuff like that organically, right? You know, and I wanted to spray stuff. And I spray coffee, cream, and sugar, Granny Smith molasses, organic Granny Smith molasses. Remember that. And so I started to experiment. I got into rock dust at that. Of course, I got into rock dust early before anybody knew what's wrong. And he's got rocks in his head. But I bought stuff from, I remember driving out to Homestead, from which is underwater, most of it now. But I would go out. Of course, I would drive to pick up mangoes and papayas and stuff. In Miami, you know, you fruit heaven. You know, if you go a little further south, you have fruit, you know, the real stuff. And so I would go out to the countryside to get stuff like that. And then one day I saw this guy. I even remember his name. It's kind of weird that all throughout this time, I have a a photographic memory, so I can't forget anything. Anyways, the guy's name Eversol. I saw this sign. He said, green sand. He said, rock dust. He says something else. But that didn't mean anything to me. I said, I saw the fruit he was selling. So I would buy it. I would go, holy cow, this is the sweetest stuff I've ever tasted. The mango, the papaya, you name it. I was like, wow. I would go back to the museum more. And then I said, what are you doing to make this stuff? And he pointed at all this stuff. He says, this is what I use. I said, cool. And I started buying from him, driving there. And one of the products was called Fur Trail. Here's another ad. I started buying there. And they're around, too. It's called Fur Trail. It's kind of like rock dust. It's a blend of different things. Very powdery, very rock dustious. They also sell green sand. Green sand is an ancient sea life that has died in the ocean, and that's why it's green, very high in phosphorus and trace minerals. And it takes a long time to decompose, of course. You have to have the right microbiological activity to work. It's called Fur Trail. So I would use that, and of course, as part of my spraying gig, you know, I would figure out a way to make a spray. So I was making compost tea. Compost is, you know, I actually was selling compost. I call it Organa, and then I had Organa Gold and Malibu Gold. Malibu Gold, when I moved to Malibu and I started using llama manure and elephant manure. Don't ask me about elephants in Malibu because that's another long story. Anyway, I've been making my own mixtures and stuff forever, and that's what I do. I run a natural spraying service. People think, what is it you're spraying? Just the other day, people were saying, well, it's kind of magical. I don't know what he does. He's like, if you don't watch him, he's like, he's here and he's gone. And I'm going, what did he do? And you have to videotape it and, you know, see what's going on. Because, you know, I do a foliar spraying service. I spray the property. I spray trees. I spray lawns. Don't spray cars. It's not good for windows, you know, or other people. And it's not a fertilizer. Okay. It's basically super seaweed, the microbiological activator. Super seaweed is made from a variety of different types of seaweeds, but it also has endless variety. I would say endless because it's quite a large variety of microbiologicals from different types of mycorrhiza. It's basically a perfect food for the mycelium. It has a lot of 90 trace minerals, and you don't become, you know, I could be a chemist, but I don't, it's not a good idea to take calcium, you know, 5 pounds of calcium and 5 pounds of iron and magnesium. That's why I like rock dust, because rock dust comes in a trace mineral form. That's why they call it trace minerals. See, it's not, you know, too much trace minerals become toxic. So I get a different blend of rock dust because different sources of rock dust are rich in different minerals. I get one form of rock dust from Southern California, which is 30% calcium. I have another rock dust with an acetamide, which has like 10% iron, and so on. So I have a spraying service. That's how I deal with pests and diseases as a natural arborist. I tell people, look, the trees are connected to the soil, duh. And if you have to have a living soil in order for the tree to function properly. And the soil is not functioning properly, the tree is not going to be happy. It's just like you and your stomach. If your stomach is not functioning properly, you're not going to be happy. As a matter of fact, you'll die. Okay? And so that's what I do. I kind of work on the stomach of the soil, which is the skin. I call it the skin of the soil. Top soil is the skin. Okay? That's why I concentrate on. I stopped making compost a few years ago because I can't lift up the bags anymore. The doctor says you can't lift up anything more than 5 pounds. I'm looking at the clock just to make sure because all the clocks around me all stop because I tend to generate my own time field. That's another story. Anyway, so let's see. So talk a little bit about – also I started EcoCat, Andy EcoCat. You should check it out. It's a cat that talks about ecology, ecological stuff. So up on the website, top right corner, you'll see EcoCat. And I also have a live cam who shows me doing stuff in a TV show that I do, all kinds of stuff. 2 years ago, I started writing music. And that's one of the things I want to do on this show, and I'm going to figure out how to do it. One way or the other, I'm going to figure out how to do this here music thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it worked the other day, and I'll be darned if I'm not going to make it work again. Yeah. Anyway, I could sing. No. So I started writing music. I mean, music is very different, as you probably figure this is some wild, crazy dude here. And so I call it inner gardening. I originally made the music for the garden. Okay, but it happens to work really good for people too. And it has to do with various different frequencies. Okay, it's all about frequencies. And so I work with a lot of frequencies that help to heal, and they heal in a lot of different ways. The music, it's just I can hear color and see sound, so it helps me to write this stuff. Now I'm tickling my throat. Okay, so I have over 500 songs I've done so far. I do kind of a song on a regular basis just because I can. And I also started doing artwork. It's up, both of them are up there on the website, visiblegardener.com. So I have a contest, and the contest, basically, all you have to do is mention this show, and you're a winner, right? And then make sure you sign up for the newsletter. So let me talk a little bit about what I want. Normally, I was going to talk about, you know, I had some people who asked questions, and they were going to call me up. I get calls all the time from people, from members, and I do a column and other sources that people find out. And so I said, look, let's just talk about it on the air. So that's what I had planned today. So you know how it happens. You have to do the show, and you have to be able to dance with everything. So like I said, you feel free to call. I think you should all know the number in case you're sitting there. I think it's the Station 2, and it's the 888-429-5471. Station 2. You can call that number there. There's also another number, I think.
Yeah, it's Station 1. Station 1.
Oh, we're back to Station 1 again? Okay. Oh, you're right. Station 1. I like Station 2. I just... Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay, Station 1. And Station 1 is 888-677-6008. Like I said, you know, I'll straighten the ship out, figure it all out. I always want two-hour shows, you know, because, you know, you see how it works. But let me talk to you a little about one of the shows I do. See, what I do is throughout the year, I have specials. One of them is called It's Alive. You go, It's Alive, 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 Alive. And it's about the soil. And that's what it's always been. For me, it's about the soil. And when I tell people it's a living soil, and I mean a living thing, I mean that. And I was always fascinated with the fact that soil and soul, you know, are very similar sounding. And I always talk about healthy soil, and I always talk about microbial life. I specifically talk about mycelium and different types of bacteria that are found in the soil and what their function is. One of my blogs I recently wrote was that the mycelium, I call it the mycelium mind, and that the mycelium is the end, beginning and the end of the chain of life. We always, of the food chain. We always thought we were at the top of the food chain. Well, my mycelium, when we die and we get buried, guess what eats us? The mycelium. And the mycelium basically is the world's greatest gardener because it's everything it grows for the purpose of its food, for animals, for insects, whatever. You'll find that the reason why trees function well is because they have evolved to interact with the mycelium. The mycelium provides the trees and anything it grows in the ground with the minerals that it needs. The mycelium breaks down the minerals. And it's very interesting how it does that. I can explain that to you sometime. But basically, it takes carbon. And that's one of those things why what we call carbon. It's going to be a tough word for me to pronounce, sequestration. Sequestration, you know, I mean, where you take carbon out of the air and put it into the ground. It's a tongue twister for me. But that it takes the carbon And in the process of that, it gives out the, whether it be the calcium, the iron, the magnesium. That's one of the reasons why I supply rock dust, a blend of rock dust, so it has the trace minerals to break down. I tell people, you know what soil depletion is. If you keep taking minerals out of the soil and don't put it back in again, there's nothing there. The way I cure tree diseases and tree diseases is to make the soil healthy and alive and rich in mycelium. I've learned how to recolonize the soil, make the soil really healthy. So if you have a tree growing in there, the tree's root system will be full of the mycelium, and the mycelium will function as a way to transfer the minerals in a form that the tree can absorb, because it's all about minerals. When you have a disease or a pest attacking, I tell people the greater the pest, the greater the stress, the greater the pest and the disease. One of the things I talk about is using a refractometer. Stop it. A refractometer. I have two cats here. One keeps dancing. I don't know why. The other one is saying, stop it. So I have a refractometer. A refractometer is a device that measures the Brix level of plants. Brix level is a measurement of sugar. I started to I learned about that really early on because the refractometer was invented by a scientist who also happened to be a cook, very good cook. And when I used to go out, excuse me, with my mom, she would always be nibbling on things, and to the point where the guy saw her coming, she'd cut a piece out, here, eat this. And I said, what are you looking for, mom? And she would say, taste it. Does that taste good? I said, yeah, great, tastes great. So if it's sweet, yeah, she would get it. And so he wanted to figure out how to do that without eating. And refractometer, basically, you squeeze the juice of the tomato onto the lens and you read it, and it gives you a Brix reading. And because I am such a clever person, I correlated the higher the Brix, the higher the mineral levels. Because a refractometer really also can tell you the elements and the light. So the elements, if you look into space, you can tell. That's how scientists can tell. That's how scientists can tell that the different minerals of the plants, of the planets. I'm getting a call now. It's going to be... you can tell the mineral, the excuse me. I can't do anything about it. If I answer, then I got to talk to him. So it's basically, it tells you you can tell the mineral makeup of the planet through the different colors. The different colors will correlate to different minerals. And so I figure, well, if a refractometer would do that, it also basically does the same thing with the Brix level. And so for some reason I have a sore throat today. This morning. So it tells you so I correlate over time that actually other people were basically saying the same thing. One of them came up with it's called a fuzzy line rule. Cause if you look at the refractometer, there's basically a black area and a white area. The white area is on top, the black area is below. And that line where they meet, there's some other numbers, and that number just tells you the Brix level. And it's that line where the black and white meet, is really fuzzy. It's called a fuzzy rule. It means that there's a wide range of minerals, as opposed to being sharp, which only means one mineral or two different types of minerals. And so the higher the Brix, the higher the mineral levels, and hopefully the variety of minerals. That's why you want to provide minerals in the natural form, which is the rock dust. Remineralization.org, a good place to go to start to do research on the rock dust. And so another thing that's interesting about it too is that the higher Brix levels also relates to one other thing, which is the key to controlling pests and diseases. And that would be the carbohydrates of the plant. So if a tree, if a plant is stressed out, it's going to have a high carbohydrate level. It's going to have a high simple carbohydrate level. So if you have a trace mineral deficiency, or if you're providing high nitrogen, which by chemical fertilizers do high nitrogen, chemical fertilizers destroy the soil, so the plant is stressed out because it's not getting the minerals and so forth, the root systems are dying, it's going to have a high simple carbohydrate level. That simple carbohydrate is perfect food for the insects. Okay? If you were feeding it the trace minerals and it had a high Brix level, it's going to have a high complex carbohydrate level, which insects cannot digest. They don't like it as much. It's already built in. The system is already built in to protect the trees, the healthy trees. A long time ago, I said, why are healthy trees or healthy plants or vegetables not getting eaten up by the bugs? And why are they are? Because they're not healthy, right? So what makes one healthy and the other one not? Trace minerals. Okay, so the higher the stress, the less the pest. So that basically means the higher the stress, the less the minerals. Okay? So I think I got probably anywhere between 5 minutes left. So let's see. I talk about compost, soil mineralization. I talked a little bit about refractometer, okay, simple complex carbohydrates, okay. So next week I'm going to be covering more subjects. I'm going to be talking about GMO and GEO. Do you know the difference? Do you know what? Everybody thinks they know what GMO is, but GEO is what we have to talk about. And I wrote one of my columns, I read, there's no difference, you know, we are all GMOs. Human beings are all genetically modified organisms. You are not identical to your parent. You're not a clone to your parent. As a matter of fact, you look around, all the food you're eating is genetically modified. You get a tomato plant, and as a gardener, I would grow tomatoes. And if I like that tomato, I would take that seed and grow that tomato. And take that seed and grow that tomato. That's genetically modified. Because I would be growing the best one every year and genetically modifying. That's different than genetically engineered. Engineers is what we have to be aware of. I'll talk to you more about that. I'm also going to talk about the Zika mosquito problem, okay? I'll be covering more on Brix. And I call it my the refractometer diary, because I do readings on roses, readings on lawns, readings on flowers, because you not only measure the juice, but you can also measure the chlorophyll in the leaves. Commission of the flower, they all tell you something. Okay. Please go up to my, so you can get this show through the podcast just by clicking on the podcast here on the station. If you happen to go to my website, Invisible Gardener, and you clicked on the radio show, you'll see it's a show live now, which points back to here. But if you scroll down, you'll see the podcast. Don't panic, it's organic. I think I have it set up so it automatically goes out to the Don't Panic, It's Organic one, but as soon as I can, I'll get to download the show, upload it to that podcast right there, and you can get it through the Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast. I kind of like to try to get everybody to one podcast, that way I can better keep track of the traffic than have it scattered all over the place. So that's Don't Panic, It's Organic. Make sure to try to sign up for my newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter, all you have to say, I heard the show, and I want to enter the contest, and wham, you get a free lifetime membership. I'm not going to do that all the time. Okay, so then let's see what else we got here. So I was going to talk to you about my music and stuff, you know, but that's okay. I did a little bit. It's called Inner Gardening Music. It's $2 a month, but you know, my membership. The lifetime membership is $20 a year, and you get the Inner Gardening Music. I have another show called Audiobook Show, which I read my my book out, so it's like an audiobook with comments. Then I have another one, the gardening show called What's in Your Garden. Of course, I have this one called Don't Panic, It's Organic, and then the members one, and then the Inner Gardening, but members get all of them. And that's $20 for a lifetime. Okay, so if you're an organic professional, you have a good product you want to talk about, email me first. We can talk about it. If you have a question, right, garden. I tell people I don't do marital questions, but I have saved many marriages because a good old boy says, he doesn't care as long as we kill them critters, right? and just email me, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Make sure you talk about, you mentioned this radio station so I know where it's coming from. If you have any other questions, you know, you always feel free to call me at my office. And everything up there you need is on the website. How am I doing, Mr. Engineer? Do I got any more time here? Am I running out? Can I sing now? No. Look, he fell asleep. Oh, my God, he's sleeping. Hello? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you've got about two more minutes.
Actually three. I got three more minutes.
Are you going to fill them up, or do you need me to do a little dance?
No, man. I wish I could do my music as well. I wanted to do.
We'll figure that out by next show, folks. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll walk it through with them, and hopefully we can have it working for the next show. Yeah, because it did sound good.
Yeah, I think what I have to do is just figure out a certain way that it works, and then figure out a way to keep it that way. Because see, throughout the day, the settings change. You know, it's a computer; right. It wants to do what it wants to do. Yeah, right. Holy cow, man!
And folks, hey, next week you should be calling in. You guys know the number. It is Station One now. It's going to be weekly, 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern. You can call in toll free, 888-627-6008. Now, who can forget that number? So just write that behind your ears. Call in next week. And there is a direct line of 323-744-4831 for those of you that just happen to be overseas.
Station one,
the premier station. We wouldn't put you on anything less.
Yeah, great. So we still got a little more time. Can I sing my song or anything?
Well, you got about a minute to sing whatever song you'd like.
A minute. Wow, that's cool. Well, I wanted to do my, you know, I'm on the air. Do you mind? I got my wife here going, you're talking to yourself again, Sonny. You really shouldn't do that. You know, I was like, what? anyway, thank you very much for listening to my show.